talk about the summertime first. Coming off last year, I take it this year's fall team got after in the summertime. These girls, I take it playing a lot of travel teams, and you yourself also busy in the summertime. This summertime work really set up your fall. Hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, along with the girls playing throughout the summertime, we got into the weight room and really hit it hard this season, or this off season. So that way we were prepared once day one hit.
I know, talking to you a couple of times last year, you had a feeling, you know, it's a first year program and quality schedule and just getting things going. It wasn't easy, was it? It was kind of a tough season, but you kind of had a feeling it could be like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a learning step for us. It was a lot of, we had to figure out how talented we can be. And I mean, we had a really, really young roster last year. And so with that comes the learning of how to handle varsity and how to handle high school softball, as it's a different beast than summer ball.
But you're off to a great start now. What, 4-1 out of the gates? I think your offense has scored double digits in runs, four of those games, if I'm not mistaken. So you're off to a tremendous start, aren't you?
Yeah, we have scored double digits in all four of our wins, and we scored two against Bennington, and so it's been a really good start to the season. It's been electric to see the girls starting to come into themselves.
Won the Milford Invitational. That was nice. First invite of the season. Go out and, well, you sweep three games and win it.
Yeah, and first softball championship in school history, so we're very excited about it.
A lot of the same names from one year to the next. Did you add some? And I take it with some of those same names, those girls have just worked their tails off and gotten better from one year to the next, haven't they?
Yeah, they sure have. We've had a lot of improvement from year one to year two, and we've added a couple freshmen to the lineup this year, and they're stepping right in just like they belong, so it's really fun to see the chemistry of this team so far.
Talk about a few of those girls. You got a couple of girls really, I mean, I know it's, you know, 4 or 5 games in, but wow, they're hitting your offense is just taking off, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've had some really standout performances from some of our girls. We've had Delaney Mankey has stepped into that DP spot, and she's rolling with it. Last night hit a grand slam against Southeast, and it was electric. It was awesome to see her in that improvement from last year to this year.
You got to have pitching. I take it your pitching is, those girls have really worked on that area in the circle since last year as well.
Oh, yeah. Our pitching staff is pretty consistent with what we've had the last couple of years, but we have added a couple more arms to our team in general. And so on varsity, we have a freshman who has came in, stepped up, and has done a job. We have pitching by committee is what we're calling it for the girls, and it's great to see them play off of each other's strengths.
You know, softball over the years, and you've probably been part of this, some teams have one pitcher who does it all, but it sounds like you've got multiple pitchers you're not afraid to go to at any time.
Yeah, no, we have full confidence in all of our girls, and like I said, all of them have their own strengths, and they play off of each other with that. We just try to see, okay, what's going to be the best mix today, because, you know, it's the best way to throw the other team off.
Looking at your schedule right now, you got Blair coming up this week. I know one matchup, you still got Scott. You got the two games of McCook, North Platte next week, Elkhorn, and Hastings after that. So there's the competitions. It's going to get tougher, isn't it?
Yeah, and Friday we play in the East Invite, so we will be facing some Class A competition as well. We're facing Lincoln Southwest, so another town matchup, but it's exciting with how the girls have come out the gate so far. It's really exciting that we know that we can go toe-to-toe with anyone.
You mentioned Friday night. Is it then play on Saturday as well?
No, it's just Friday.
Just for one Friday game, that's about it. Okay. Are there some other really good teams involved in this day's games?
Yeah, I believe they play Norfolk and Columbus. Pretty full schedule on Friday.
But you welcome that. You want your team to
absolutely.
You just want the better teams. We got to play them.
Yep, competition builds competition.
So if there's a concern about this team, I know it's only, again, 5 games in, but what's one thing you tell your kids, we got to get better, guys. We're doing a lot of good things, but what's maybe one or two things, or just maybe one thing we've really got to get better at?
I mean, it's just being able to stay up with our energy. As anyone who's watched softball, watched the College World Series, they know. The energy dugout, the dugout with the most energy is the one that's going to be up in the end.
Coaching's going good. Team's going good. How about in the classroom as a teacher, everything going pretty good? And another year over at Standing Bear?
Yeah. Took on a couple new preps this year, and I'm really enjoying getting to teach some different electives for our senior class.
Cool. So it's a full day of school and right to practice. So I bet when you go home at night, you sleep well, don't you?
Absolutely. Throw the gym in there too. So, I mean, never a dull day.